Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Identitalks, where we explore the future of identity, access, and trust in the digital world. Today's topic is one of those things every enterprise IT or security team has experienced at least once, but rarely admits out loud. We're talking about vendor lock-in authentication. Picture this. Your enterprise relies on one token provider, one biometric system, or a specific HSM. A new technology arrives that could improve security or user experience, but switching feels impossible. Every integration is a project. Every upgrade is a headache. To help us unpack this, we got an expert on the Universal Authentication Server, UAS, at iSprint Innovations. We'll explore the costs of vendor lock-in, why common workarounds often fail, and how enterprises can regain control, flexibility, and security.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to dive into this. Vendor lock-in is a sneaky problem. It's not just inconvenient. It slows innovation, drives up costs, creates operational risk, and limits flexibility. For enterprises, it affects not just IT, but security, user experience, and even overall business strategy.
Absolutely. So let's start simple first. When we say vendor lock-in authentication, what does that really mean?
It's when an enterprise is tied to a single provider for tokens, biometrics, or security modules. Switching to a different solution is expensive, risky, and often disruptive. Even if there's a better option, you often have no choice but to stay with what you already have. That's the trap we see a lot nowadays. And here's the thing. It's not just inconvenient. It slows down innovation because you can't adopt new technologies quickly. It drives up costs, since adding new methods or switching vendors often means big projects, new hardware, or retraining teams. It also introduces operational risk. Legacy tokens or unsupported systems can create security gaps or compliance headaches. And it really limits flexibility. You can't easily tailor authentication for different user groups, devices, or regions. So the lock-in trap affects more than IT. It impacts security, user experience, costs, and even, possibly, your overall business strategy. Enterprises are stuck, unable to easily tailor authentication for different user groups, devices, or regions.
So, what do teams typically do when faced with this problem?
Many try patchwork solutions, juggling multiple vendors, keeping legacy systems alive, or building custom integrations. But that introduces complexity and new risk, especially as authentication becomes more AI-driven and compliance starts requiring PQC readiness. This is exactly when enterprises realize that they need a future-proof foundation, not another workaround.
That really puts it into perspective. So how does UAS come in?
iSprint's Access Matrix UAS is designed to be vendor-agnostic and future-ready. It supports multiple authentication methods and vendors under one platform. You can use OTP tokens from one provider, biometrics from another, FIDO2 devices from a third, and even swap HSMs without rewriting your authentication system. Essentially, enterprises get freedom and control instead of restrictions.
That sounds like a huge relief for IT teams. But in practice, how does it actually work?
It comes down to a few key design choices. First, iSprint's UAS uses a pluggable authentication module approach. Think of it as layers. You can add, update, or replace authentication methods as technology evolves. Passwords, OTPs, FIDO2 biometrics, all plug in and are managed under one single platform. Second, it comes with built-in support for many vendors. Think of it this way. It comes pre-configured to work with a wide range of authentication devices and technologies, so IT teams don't have to build custom integrations for every vendor. For example, it manages OTP tokens from OneSpan, Gemalto, VKey, Open Authentication, or OATH providers, and our own YesSafe token. It also supports biometrics like face, fingerprints, iris, voice, and palm vein. And for FIDO2 devices, it handles registration, verification, and lifecycle management right out of the box. Thirdly, HSM integration. Access Matrix UAS works with Thales, Utimico, Azure Key Vault, Google Cloud HSM, and more. This integration with multiple HSM vendors further prevents lock-in, supporting different cryptographic hardware for sensitive operations.
Flexibility is one thing, but with authentication becoming more intelligent, where does AI fit into iSprint's UAS?
Our UAS doesn't replace existing authentication. It makes it adaptive, risk-aware, and smarter. It provides the foundation for behavioral analytics, contextual intelligence, and adaptive risk scoring. Signals such as device reputation, location, time of access, and usage patterns can be evaluated in real time. Low-risk logins remain fast and frictionless. Higher-risk scenarios automatically trigger stronger authentication. The key point is this: AI strengthens security without punishing legitimate users. And because UAS is modular, enterprises can adopt AI capabilities gradually without locking themselves into a single AI vendor or redesigning applications.
Another concern we're hearing more about is post-quantum cryptography. How does iSprint's UAS prepare enterprises for that shift?
Quantum computing won't break today's systems overnight, but the transition needs to start now. Access Matrix UAS is engineered with post-quantum cryptography readiness in mind. Its cryptographic architecture is modular, allowing new PQC algorithms to be introduced the same way new authentication methods are introduced, by plugging them in. As standards evolve, UAS evolves with them. For CISOs, this ensures that today's authentication investments won't become tomorrow's liabilities.
That's impressive flexibility, but managing multiple methods and vendors can feel complex, right?
It could, but that's where Access Matrix UAS's unified architecture simplifies everything. It acts as a single authentication engine. Each authentication type has its own module, so applications don't need to handle token or biometric specifics. And here's something important for enterprises operating at national or regional scale. Access Matrix UAS has been stress-tested to support over 100 million users, handling high-volume authentication bursts without performance degradation.
Wow, that's critical for governments, financial centers, telcos, and super apps.
Exactly. When you're handling millions of daily authentications, you need a unified platform that stays secure, fast, and resilient. As mentioned earlier, adaptive authentication then takes the user experience a step further, evaluating contexts like device, location, time, risk profile, and adjusts the flow accordingly. Low-risk logins are simple and frictionless. Higher-risk logins trigger stronger verification. We'll explore frictionless methods like FIDO2, usernameless login, scan and login with QR codes, and push to login. And for sensitive credentials, everything is encrypted end-to-end. Passwords never appear in clear text, and replay attacks are prevented with unique sessions.
Before we wrap up, let's step back. For CISOs or IT leaders, what should they consider if they're thinking about adopting UAS?
Moving to a vendor-agnostic unified authentication platform is a strategic initiative. A few things to keep in mind. 1. Assess your environment. Make a list of all your authentication systems. Understand current tokens, biometrics, HSMs, and login methods. Figure out which ones are outdated, unsupported, or creating a lock-in where switching is expensive or difficult. 2. Define enterprise priorities. Figure out what matters most for your organization. Is it flexibility, so you can switch or add vendors easily? Cost reduction, avoiding expensive lock-in projects? Or security, strengthening authentication and reducing risk? Knowing your top priorities helps you configure UAS in a way that truly supports your business goals. 3. Plan integration. Map dependencies and workflows to ensure a smooth transition for both legacy and modern apps. 4. Think long-term. Choose a platform that can plug in new authentication methods and scale as your enterprise grows. You want a platform that doesn't become obsolete in a couple of years. 5. Balance risk and experience. Configure UAS to adjust authentication based on context. Low-risk logins, such as on trusted devices or normal location, can be simple and fast, while high-risk logins, such as unknown device, require stronger verification. This ensures security isn't a burden on users. It's about smart, adaptive security.
So it's really about strategy, not just technology. Access Matrix UAS unlocks freedom, but only when integrated thoughtfully into the enterprise's security strategy. The big picture? If you're tired of being trapped by rigid authentication systems, the Universal Authentication Server gives your enterprise flexibility, control, and security, all without compromise.
Exactly. UAS is designed to evolve with the enterprise. It adapts to new technologies, supports multiple vendors, and delivers secure, seamless authentication that scales with your needs.
Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's been great to explore how UAS can help enterprises rewrite the rules and modernize authentication without limits.
And thanks to everyone listening. If you'd like to learn more about the Universal Authentication Server, reach out to the iSprint team. Until next time, stay secure and stay adaptable.